This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. The $700 billion Wall Street bailout proposal has passed. The vote in the House today, 263 to 171. Here's President Bush.
I know some Americans have concerns about this legislation, especially about the government's role and the bill's cost. As a strong supporter of free enterprise, I believe government intervention should occur only when necessary. In this situation, action is clearly necessary.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us now. It's gone through. The Senate passed a version earlier this week. Are these identical, or do they need to get together and talk about resolving things?
I think a lot of people will be relieved to hear that there will not have to be a conference committee on this. That would be a messy proposition. Earlier today, an attempt was made by a number of members of the House who opposed this rescue plan to reopen it for amendments. That was beaten back before the final debate and the final vote. So, yes, this is what the Senate passed on Wednesday night. It goes to the president to be signed. That will happen very quickly.
The vote, 263 to 171, as Madeline noted. What does that say to you?
It says that the sale was made over the last 4 days, first by the record point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average the day that they voted this down on Monday earlier. And the markets have been highly volatile, huge triple digit swings each day, but trending downward rather dramatically. And even more important, and we heard this again and again in the debate today, the seizing up of the credit markets so that ordinary businesses, small governments, even the entire state of California were reporting that they were not going to be able to make payroll by later this month. They were not able to borrow for inventory. This is what makes the economy grind to a halt, and it was happening right before their eyes. So members of Congress, showing that they actually do have observational powers, changed their minds.
Just Monday, I'm not sure how similar you would say the measure was, because the Senate has added on a lot more items into this bill. But on Monday, the House did not pass this. So who has been instrumental in making sure that the leadership got the outcome that they want at this time?
I think you will hear in the next hours and days many fathers of this success. A failure, of course, is still an orphan. But we're going to hear both the presidential candidates say that they did what they could to bring around members of their own party. There were 26 more Republicans than there were on Monday, 32 more Democrats. The Democrats were already a 60% majority on Monday. The Republicans, of course, did not muster a majority for the bill even today. But they got a lot closer today by getting up to 91. Nancy Pelosi had said she wanted 100 votes from the Republicans. She got 91. It was more than enough. The president has made a lot of telephone calls. The Secretary of the Treasury, Hank Paulson, has certainly made a lot of telephone calls. But ultimately, I think the people who sold this package were the people who called from the home districts and said, I can't run my business. I can't borrow money. You guys have got to do something.
Let me ask you about a political development, very interesting, in the last 24 hours. That is, Senator McCain has suspended his political campaign in the state of Michigan. What happened, and why go public with it?
I think it went public partly because the kinds of things that you have to do if you're pulling back, like canceling a big event they were having in Plymouth, Michigan next week, and also taking down some of the ads that they previously had bought time for in Michigan, that's visible. It's visible to people who are not part of your campaign apparatus. You have to have an explanation. And when people wonder why you're doing that, you eventually have to tell them, well, we're moving our resources over to Wisconsin and Minnesota, and we're moving them to Pennsylvania because we think we have a better chance in those states than we do in Michigan, and we feel we have to win one of those four states and take away some of the Democrats' Great Lakes base. That's what they're doing, and it's hard to do it utterly in private because people are going to start noticing that you've left.
Very hard to do it at all, I would think.
Yes, and it really is an admission that the public financing is pinching the McCain campaign. They're going to be relying increasingly on the Republican National Committee to finance their campaign nationwide.
The VP debate last night, some poll of undecided voters say that Senator Biden is the winner. Is anybody going to really care too much about this 32 days from now?
Possibly not, unless something else happens with the vice presidential candidates. Usually what the vice presidential candidates debate accomplishes is to take those people out of the equation. After that, it's all about the presidential candidates.
Thank you, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. More in a moment on Day to Day from NPR News.